Hi guys, this is Lucy.
And this is Corey.
We are
AMC Sounds.
开始前偷偷告诉各位，下方资讯栏有附简易中文解释，还有本集的重点单字哦。当然，如果听完本集后还想了解更多关于波多黎各的内容，都可以在 Corey 大讲堂找到 Corey 老师的课程哦。Let's get back to the show. Hi 大家，今天我们要聊的是一个我很喜欢的地方，波多黎各，就是 Puerto Rico。相信大家或多或少都有听过这个位于加勒比海的小岛，但如果你真的没有听过，你至少应该要听过瑞奇·马丁 ，Right, Corey?
Is that Ricky Martin?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, I hope you're ready for my questions today because I've got a lot of them for you.
繁马过来吧。
Well, see that your Chinese has improved a lot.
I'm doing what I can.
Okay, so Corey, 为什么你会挑波多黎各这个小岛当主题呢？Why did you choose to talk about Puerto Rico out of so many countries in the world? It's a very small island, after all.
It is a small island, but it's had a lot of influence on the United States and the region it's located in, which is the Caribbean. Actually, my father's side of the family comes from the island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm half Puerto Rican. They came to the United States probably 40 years ago from the second largest city, Bayamon.
Bayamon.
Yeah, it's not as well known as the capital or some other locations. It's pretty much countryside mixed with the city. It's known for industry.
Okay, so you must know a lot about Puerto Rico history.
I do. I can give you a little, you know, background if you'd like.
Yes, please.
So Puerto Rico was discovered by Christopher Columbus shortly after his first voyage in 1493.And before the Spanish came to the island, before they colonized and settled it, the indigenous people were known as the Taino.
Taino 族
Yes, exactly. Very similar. So, yeah, and there's not many left today because a lot of the inhabitants mixed with the Spanish, but that culture is still prevalent on the island.
Yeah, and, 听说那个很多加勒比海小岛的原住民都是泰诺族。Most of the Aborigines, there are Tainos.
Yeah, I mean, what's left of them, it's a very small percentage.
Want to ask you a really random question?
Sure.
Have you ever had the opportunity to travel there?
You know, unfortunately, I've never been. I've had the opportunity. I could have gone a couple of times, but when I was younger, probably 18, 20 years old, I was more interested in Cuba, actually. I just figured it's a bigger island. The history is...you know, so long, and the relations with the United States are quite complicated. So studying international affairs is what really drew me there.
International affairs.
Yeah.
It's written your accent.
No, sometimes it comes out.
Right. So Corey 说他只有去过古巴，他没有去过波多黎各。But why? You're Puerto Rican, but you've never been there?
Yeah, it's kind of a shame, but someday I'll get there. You spent some time there, though, right?
Yeah. I went there about 5 years ago, I think. And I really like the capital where I visited. It was San Juan, right?
Yes,
San Juan. I'm pronouncing it right.
San Juan, yeah.
San Juan?
Yes.
And I love the weather. It was pretty much like Taiwan's weather, I would say. It's very hot and humid.
Do you think it's as humid as Taiwan, or...?
It was very humid.
Oh, wow. Okay. What time of the year did you go?
September.
Okay. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I could handle that then.
Ooh. And the people were so nice. A lot of people hit on me. I felt really popular there.
Very, that's the culture, yeah.
因为亚洲人非常的稀少，所以很多当地人就会搭讪旅客 so...Yeah, it was a pretty nice experience. And I also went to the fort.
Which fort? There's two.
I think it has a name. Castillo de San Felipe del Moro.
Okay, pretty good. In Spanish, we would say Castillo de San Felipe del Moro. But yeah.
That was close.
Close. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay, and I also went to the very famous... Okay, let me pronounce this. El Yunque... El Yunque National Forest.
So the ending is more like K, Yunque.
Yunque.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a rainforest. It was a 热带雨林. It was really cool. There were so many creatures in there, and the trees were crazy tall.
I have seen pictures of it, and I think I could get lost there for days.
And one thing I don't remember about Puerto Rico is the food. I don't know how I missed that. The food just didn't leave any impression.
Seriously?
Yeah. All I remember was the crab pastry I had at a really random store.
Crab pastry?
Did you ever have that?
Is it like an actual dessert or more like a sandwich?
It was savory, 是咸的. And there was crab in there, 是蟹肉的馅饼.
It's not ringing a bell.
I don't know, but that was the only food I remember from there.
Nothing else, huh?
Nothing else. Yeah, and oh, I love the colorful buildings there.
Yeah, those date from the Spanish colonial period. Mm-hmm. And it really livens up the island. It makes everything colorful, kind of a happy, pleasant atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I took a lot of pictures there. And I still use one of the pictures I took there as my AMC profile picture.
After all these years.
对，如果上过我的课的学生，你们应该看到我的大头照，就是我的老师评语旁边那个大头照是波多黎各背景的照片。喂，你才是波多黎各人吧？ I know you've never been there, but what are some sites that you would recommend our listeners pay a visit to?
Okay, so you hit two of the main spots, but of course there's plenty more. I would recommend Viejo San Juan, which is Old San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
This is the central part of the city, also dating from the colonial period. And as you mentioned, there's mm-hmm. a lot of colorful buildings. There's cobblestone streets.
I think that's where I went.
Yeah, you got mm-hmm. the chance. That's a lot of shopping, a lot of cafes there mm-hmm. for the tourists. But you can also get a vibe of how the local people live, even mm-hmm. in that touristy area. Another place I would recommend is, well, Puerto Rico, it's actually made up of at least four islands. And
mm-hmm.
the second largest is Vieques. And Vieques has a bioluminescent bay. And this was voted as the brightest bioluminescent bay in the world. Mm-hmm. It also has a little bit of history, of course, dating from the Spanish. When the Spanish came upon the bioluminescence, they didn't have any scientific facts to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was the work of the devil, if you can believe it.
Devil? So you can, Corey, just saw Vieques, you're a good high one. 充满了生物发光体，就是bioluminescence. 那西班牙人刚刚发现这个地方的时候，还以为是什么黑魔法. And I think you had a video about this on our AMC channel, right?
I did. It's funny to me, you know, they tried to destroy the bay by throwing giant boulders into mm-hmm. it. But actually, it had the opposite effect. It increased the bioluminescence by changing the water flow.
Oh, wow. 所以就像我们中文说的，这是无心插柳柳成荫。 因为他们觉得这是黑魔法嘛，所以他们就丢了石头下去。但是丢了石头下去之后，反而让生物发光体更明亮、更漂亮了。That's actually a very fascinating history. 如果各位有兴趣的话，可以到AMC的Facebook粉专找 Corey 老师曾经录过的 Puerto Rico 那一集影片来看哦。And Corey, let's get a little bit political now. 来谈一点政治的东西。So how do you feel about the status of Puerto Rico within the United States?
For many Puerto Ricans, that's a very controversial and touchy topic.
Touchy, 很敏感. So I would like to explain a little bit for our listeners first. Puerto Rico 很特别，它是美国的属地. I mean, it's a U.S. territory, right?
It is.
那它是美国的一部分，但是不是一个州，所以就很尴尬. It's part of a country, but not a state. So what's your take on that?
My take on its current status or future status? I mean, I would like to see the island become independent. I want the people to be recognized as a distinct nationality with voting rights and everything that a sovereign country has.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, part of my family wants to see it become a state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess nowadays that's what a lot of people want.
Mm. 那真的很特别又很尴尬。像有些人就像Corey老师一样，希望波多黎各可以独立得到主权。 那这样人民也才能够行使投票权。但是也有些人像Corey老师家人一样，希望波多黎各可以成为美国的一州。They
think that on its own, Puerto Rico can't survive. It doesn't have a diverse enough economy or a large enough population. So the people think that joining the United States formally would help them, in a way, increase their economic prospects.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's truly a dilemma. 有些人担心波多黎各的人口啊，或是经济规模不够大，无法独立。那他们也认为加入美国对于经济会是比较有利的。For
me personally, the history is too tainted. Puerto Ricans only became U.S. citizens in 1917. That was 19 years after the Americans acquired the island from the Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And this was during World War I. A lot of people believe that the U.S. only offered citizenship so that Puerto Ricans could fight for America in Europe.
Oh, that's what happened?
It did, yeah.
Wow, I guess I didn't pay enough attention in history class. I never knew that. 刚刚 Corey 是说，有些人相信美国当时会将波多黎各纳入属地，是因为一战的时候啊，他们需要让更多的波多黎各人支援美国，支援美军参战。那也因为这段历史，所以不难理解为什么有些人不想要让波多黎各正式加入美国。
In fact, the island does have a representative to Congress, but non-voting, and the people themselves cannot vote for the U.S. president.Even though they're under his or someday maybe her jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've heard of that before. 真的很尴尬，因为波多黎各在美国国会是有代表的，但是人民又不能投票。这样想一想，真的很奇怪，因为波多黎各人确实是受美国总统的管辖，但是又不能够选择要谁当自己的总统。So I guess I can totally understand why you're so angry about this.
Yeah, it's like I mentioned earlier, it's very complicated, but. You know, politics aside, the people are great, the island's great, and I couldn't recommend visiting there more. I mean, actually, one of the nicknames of Puerto Rico is Isla del Encanto, which means Island of Enchant.
Encanto! Like that Disney movie.
Yeah, but except not in Colombia.
Okay. Oh yeah, I would also really recommend people to go visit this island. 大家一定要去波多黎各。那我去波多黎各的方式是搭游轮。Did you know that I took a cruise there?
I didn't know you took a cruise. I figured you flew from Florida.
No, that's why I didn't remember the food. Because, you know, on a cruise, they only let you off the land for like 7 hours tops.
Okay.
大游轮它去每个点都只会放你下去3到7个小时，真的很短。但如果你想要深度旅游的话，你可以就是达到美洲或南美洲再飞过去也可以哦。
Well, that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media,or leave a rating and review.
欢迎分享我们的节目到你的社群平台，也可以留言分享你的看法哦。
To hear more from us, you can follow us on SoundOn, Apple Podcast, or Spotify.
也欢迎上网搜寻空中美语，学习更多道地的英文。
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.